Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. From the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. This is our text. The stump of Jesse. That doesn't sound very promising, does it? A stump is something cut off and chopped down. It's something dead and lifeless. When you've got a stump, you get out the stump grinder, and then it's gone for good. And didn't we just hear John the Baptist say on Sunday that every tree that doesn't bear good fruit would be cut down and tossed onto the burn pile? Now Isaiah tells us exactly which tree has been marked for the axe of divine judgment. Which tree has that great big X across it, just waiting for the axe to swing? It's the Jesse tree. Jesse, the father of King David, and the line of kings that ruled first over Israel and then over the southern kingdom. That's the tree marked for chopping. The family tree from which the Lord had promised a Savior. The royal tree of Israel. God had told David that one of his descendants would rule over his people forever. And now, Isaiah says, it'll be reduced to a worthless stump. But that's not all. From that stump, he says, shall come forth a shoot. From the stump of that tree, from the royal line that was cut off, there will be new growth, another kingdom, and a new king. From Jesse will come a new and a greater David, one to rule over God's people, one to be their shepherd, the Messiah, the Christ. Is a shoot risen from that old and hopeless trunk. When God's promises appeared to be at an end for all time, when it looked like he had forsaken his people forever, that's when a shoot appeared. A little tender green plant unfurled and grew. You might think of the first growth in the spring, when the snow is still on the ground and yet you see a flower spring up. Or perhaps a tree that you've been trying to kill off, and it keeps sending something up. The divine promise was full of life, even when the human line appeared to be clean cut off. When the human line looked dead and lifeless, God's word remained true. Isaiah says, a branch from Jesse's roots shall bear fruit. This is different than how it worked in ancient Israel. In ancient Israel, the people gathered together and the people assembled received a king. You can think of it this way. First came the people, then came the king. For us, it's similar. We, the people, elect our rulers. And so in ancient Israel, also today, the rulers reflect the people, the desires and the will of the people. The kings and leaders, you might say, are made after the image and likeness of those under them. Or another way of putting it is this. Ancient Israel, modern nations, they get what they deserve. A sinner to rule over other sinners. And I don't mean that specifically in our context today. It's always true. We sinners get another sinner to rule over us. It's not the fear of the Lord that drives them, but the fear of man. They judge by what their eyes see and by what their ears hear. They can be swayed by words and by appearances. They don't rule always by truth and wisdom. They can be taken in. And so justice so often goes forth perverted and crooked. Among those who are fallen, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And those who follow them become like them. But this branch is different. In the kingdom that Isaiah sees, the shoot comes before the tree. The shoot comes up first. First, the king is born. And then the king gathers a people to himself. You see, unlike in ancient Israel and unlike in our day, in which you have a people and then a king, here you have a king and then a people. The king creates his kingdom. Sprung from the divine promise, from the holy seed, this king is the exact image, not of fallen man, but of the invisible God. Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, with his many gifts, wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Isaiah is talking about our king, and this is a king that we can truly say we have not deserved. A king who is not like us, not made after our fallen image, not sinful, not driven by lusts and whims. A king who is human but incorruptible and unswayed by smooth words or by things that appeal to the eye. A king who holds fast to what is good and true. A king who serves not his own interests but the interests of others. A king who judges rightly and who is righteous. A king whose word is powerful, whose word does what it says. And we can see just how this king rules in the greatest act of his kingship, when he laid down his life for his people, when the shepherd died for sheep that loved to wander. Dear Christian, the shoot from the stump of Jesse is Jesus. He is the branch that sprang up from those roots, and Isaiah tonight describes and prophesies his righteous reign, his rule. The rule that our Lord showed in his earthly ministry, as he came to give the kingdom to the poor, as he came to feed those who were hungry and to comfort those who mourn, and to give the meek an inheritance on a new heavens and a new earth. His kingdom is not of the earth, but it is on the earth. You might say that it is an unearthly reign that comes down and meets us right here, where our Lord gives himself and his rule fully and devotedly to his people, where he gives us his righteousness and his faithfulness. This is more than a man after God's own heart. This is God himself in human flesh. God come to rule over his people. And dear Christian, the good news for you tonight is that though we have not deserved this king, he comes as our king. And this shoot that sprang up from Jesse, to him you have been grafted. You've been joined to that shoot. You've been tied in to this tree by holy baptism, for you were baptized into Christ, joined to his death and resurrection. You were made new when you were brought into his kingdom there. And so today we belong to a kingdom that we have not deserved, and we live under the righteous reign of this branch. And he joins us to himself again by his holy sacrament, his body and blood. You might say that the sap of our Lord coursing into and through us, that his life would be in us and his righteous reign in our lives. And then Isaiah pictures what is coming in this kingdom. What has not yet taken place, but will be. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the nursing child by the hole of the poisonous snake will be kept safe. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth. This is the kingdom that has already begun in Christ and is still to be fully unveiled when he returns again in glory. Dear brothers and sisters, the shoot from the stump of Jesse has sprung up, and the branch from the roots has arisen. and his kingdom has been established, a kingdom that will have no end. And he brings it to you here tonight, that you may live under him now and forever. In his name, amen.